Welcome to the Happy Family Podcast. I'm Arlene Pellicane. Today's guest spent 8 seasons hosting TLC's Home Made Simple as their construction expert. Patrick Brown is here today to give you a few key ideas for a marriage makeover. If you want your husband to rant and rave about you, you'll want to keep listening. Well, I'm so happy to have Patrick Brown on the podcast today. We had the privilege of meeting Patrick Brown face-to-face because our home, because it was so messy, was chosen for season 8 of Home Made Simple. And what they did was they came in and remodeled. We had a baby in the nursery, and then my son Ethan, my daughter, and Noelle were sharing a room, and everything was a mess. And they came in and they turned the nursery into a big boy's room for Ethan and then put the two girls in their own room. And in doing all this, we got to meet Patrick, who was the construction maven on the show. And not only is he amazing on air and a wonderful builder and just built incredible things, he is a Christian, a father, a husband, and a great guy. So it's so wonderful to include him in my book, 31 Days to a Happy Husband. And now you will get to hear him in person brag on his wife. And all of us wives, we love when our husbands brag about us. And Patrick's going to kind of give you a clue on what we can do as wives to help our husbands brag about us a little bit easier. So you're going to enjoy this podcast. And Patrick's going to begin by talking about his own home growing up as a military kid.
I have a background where I understand what it's like for a dad to be gone, because my dad was in the Marine Corps. And so he went to war twice for a year while I was growing up. Then he went to Guantanamo Bay for 6 months one time, and then he went to Japan for a year right before he retired. And that all before I was out of the sixth grade.
Yeah.
And so there were things I missed, but, you know, I guess there's just things I noticed in my mother and in my father and their relationship that was stronger than what was going on with what his duties were. And I guess always in my mind growing up, I don't know how a child knows these things, but I knew that he was doing those things because he had to do those things. It wasn't like a dad that was skipping town because he wanted to go have fun with the boys or something.
Right.
You know, I knew even as a child that this is something that had to happen. I know one thing that's always stuck in my head all these years is that last year my dad went to Japan. There was, and I'm not exaggerating, this is not an exaggeration to make a point. There was a letter in the mail from my dad to my mom every single day except for the day the mail did not run.
My goodness.
Every single day. Every, absolutely. Sometimes there was more than one.
Yeah.
But that was back before the advent of cell phones and, you know, being able to talk so cheap on the phone.
Right.
We were on a fixed income because my father was in the military and my mom was a teacher, so they couldn't talk on the phone. They only talk once every 2 weeks on the phone, and it was for a brief period of time. They just couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
And but so there was a letter from my dad every, and I noticed that kind of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, as far as a wife, what a wife can commit to a husband that has those types of demands,
mm-hmm,
is just an unwavering belief in the fact that God has called him to his station in life. You know, if a woman could get in her mind that what her husband's doing is the same thing that Superman's doing when he's holding a train back from going over a cliff,
yeah,
and that kind of appreciation for it,
yeah,
that makes a man feel like there's nothing he wouldn't do when he gets home and when he's away from home also. To me, a mother's job is a lot more difficult than a father's job. And I don't take lightly a father's job, but I just think the sensitive side of raising children with a mother is just, it's so much more demanding. And when a father's not there, it is just extremely taxing on any woman, even the best of them.
Sure. We struggle with how much should we tell the husband because it really happened, and then how much should we withhold because, you know, we don't want to dump on our husbands.
That is a delicate balance, and you know it. You're married with kids.
Right.
I'm married with kids. We know it, and we have that situation in life. Once again, I lean a little bit more heavily on the man's responsibility than what my wife's supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time in my mind when I've been around adults all day and conversing and doing whatever, and even though sometimes it's stressful, she needs an adult outlet by the time I get home. I can't say, honey, you know what? Give me an hour to watch some TV and eat dinner. If I said that, she would say, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow then, because I'll be asleep by then.
Yeah.
Especially during the shooting schedule, my first few seasons, and they all travel with me, but my first few seasons, I mean, we'd be shooting till 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
Every day.
Yeah. I saw a Facebook post that you had done about your, with a really great picture of Denise, and it said, I'm out of my league.
She is. The reason I can say that is because it's the truth, and I'm not trying to say it to impress my wife. She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable. As beautiful as you might think she is on the outside, that woman is a home run on the inside. She is, I don't even know how to put it in words. The most important thing to me about my wife is her relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
She is very close to God. And not in a religious way. And when I say religious way, I don't mean that she's, you know, all the time telling me I've got to watch the kids because she's going to go to some function at church. I mean, she has a sensitivity on the inside of her that knows when God is saying something to her. She knows when God's saying something about us. And to be quite honest with you, she's got a pretty good track record when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, she knows. Right. That's what I find so beautiful about her, is she knows right. She just knows it. She knows it instinctively. She knows it inside. She is so sensitive to other people. She's so sensitive to me. And when she hasn't been sensitive to me, she comes back and says that she hasn't been sensitive to me. And I don't know how you put any kind of value on that. I don't even know how you teach that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that comes from where she came from.
Yeah.
The relationship she has with God and the way that her mother and father brought her up.
Mm-hmm.
She is a person who knows right and wrong and wants to do right. And I know that sounds very elementary, but I don't think it's as common as people want to think that it is.
Right.
I think people want to do right as they see it.
Yeah.
And in a very defensive mode. Well, I did this. You know what? You did that, and I'm doing this. And you know what? I'm all right with it. It's nothing wrong. You know, when I mean right, I mean
the truth.
Oh, the truth.
Yeah.
The truth. When I'm feeling down about something, and she comes and she says, you know what? You know God's brought you here, and you know what God put in you, and this is what you can do, and this is what you can do. And you know what? I know God, you know, I tell people this. Everything wonderful in my life started happening when me and my wife got together.
Yeah.
I joke around with her, and I say, you know what? I've always had a relationship with God, but man, he likes you. And that's really cool that I'm with you, because I know God loves everyone, but for some reason, he really likes you.
Yeah. What was, you know, the first, was it love at first sight? Was it, wow, you're attractive, I want to get to know you? What was that like?
I met her in the grocery store, and she was wearing a ring that had a cross on it, and it kind of caught my eye, but then again, I was like, well, Madonna wears cross. Everybody wears cross, you know? But she was not, like, over the top, like, have you experienced a relationship with God through Jesus Christ? And it wasn't like that. She was just, as a part of who she was,
mm-hmm.
it came out who she was. It wasn't one of those across a dimly lit room I met. No, it
and
wasn't.
You knew. So a lot of women, as we marry and as we have children, you know, we gain that extra 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds, and we say to our husbands, you know, just please accept us as we are. We have a lot going on. Now, the poor husband is thinking, well, yes, I'd like to accept you as you are, and I do, but it does actually mean something to me, the way you look, because you know how men are so much more visually oriented than women are. What effect does that have on you?
Do I think that it's important? I can't lie. I do think it's somewhat important, and here's why I think it's important. because what it says, and it doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that the 50-year-old woman who's 20 pounds heavier than she was on her wedding day has to look like Cindy Crawford.
Sure.
It's not saying that. It's saying that if I believe that God put me with you, what it's saying is I value me and I value what God made in me. And therefore, I think that without words, that speaks to the husband in saying, I'm looking for you to value me also. When someone takes care of themselves, and I don't mean just physically, I mean all the way around, mm-hmm. educationally, spiritually, physically, when they take care of themselves, it's like they're declaring to the world that I have a certain standard that I expect of myself, and I'm thinking that you are respecting that for me taking care of that. Now, can it get to the wrong place? Yes. I mean, as someone who came very close to being a personal trainer at one time, look, I've been around where it can get so addictive that it's so overcoming and so narcissistic that it's really not about what anybody else thinks. It's that I got to find myself beautiful. To a woman, I would just say, dress yourself up as much as you can, understanding that your husband is a gift to you from God. And you want to present yourself to him as though you were presenting yourself to the Lord himself. I think women, more than anything, they need to accept who it is that God made them, but they need to try and be the best that God did make them.
Right. For you and Denise, how have you kept romance alive?
We've got to be creative. We do. We've got two kids. We just, such a gruesome cliche, killed two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
My sister's birthday party, they had a surprise birthday party for my sister down in my hometown, which is a few hours' drive from here. We had Denise's parents come and stay at the house and then watch the kids, and we went down to the beach, which is real close to where my family lives, and spent the rest of the weekend down there.
That's great.
So we're always looking for opportunities like that.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do in today's culture, but that is to turn the TV off when the kids go to bed and talk. It takes work.
Yeah.
And when I say work, I mean it takes work to be creative.
Yeah.
Now, look, there's guys out there that get paid a lot of money to come up with creative ideas for marketing for companies. Mm-hmm. Man, take some of that home.
Yeah.
Come up with some creative ideas for a date, something different, you know?
Yeah.
You know what? My wife has a very strong personality, but she would be the first person to tell you that the buck stops with me, that, mm-hmm. you know, she's looking to God for me to have the answers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the overwhelming thing I would say out of all those questions you asked me about what she does is she makes me feel like I was a gift to her from God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people joke around sometimes and they say, what do you think you are, God's gift to the world?
Right.
Well, she really does make me feel like I'm God's gift to her and the world.
Right.
She doesn't just make me feel like that. She actually says those kind of things with her mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a man feel different.
Well, ladies, doesn't that make you want to go find your man and tell him, sweetheart, you are a gift to me? And you know what? Even if you've argued in the last 24 hours, he is still a gift to you. And I really appreciate Patrick's honesty and his gentleness and just being down to earth. And you know what, ladies? When we treat our husbands like they are a hero, like what they do out there in the workforce, it matters. What they do to try to find a job, it matters. And when we let them know, honey, you are so important to this family, and I'm so thankful for what you do for this family every day, that makes a man feel like a man. And that is a huge part of our job, our role as wives. So remember those three takeaways that you can take from this podcast: to value your appearance, to support your husband spiritually, and to applaud his work. If you want to hear more about how you as a wife can encourage your husband, I encourage you to get my book, 31 Days to a Happy Husband. You'll hear more insights from men like Patrick, David Jeremiah, comedian Tim Hawkins, and many others. Just go to thehappyhusband.com, and you'll find all sorts of free resources, including a quiz that you can take to find out if you have a happy husband. Well, until the next podcast, have a great time with your family, and remember, the best is yet to come.